We are going to have a message this morning on the Holy Spirit. And today, from our passage in 1 Corinthians, we will think about some of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. You know some things about the Father. You know quite a bit about the Son. But how much do you know about the Holy Spirit? Someone has referred to the Holy Spirit as the forgotten member of the Trinity. Is that how he is with you? Are you aware that if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, you would not be a believer in Jesus Christ? And you would not live the Christian life. And we would not have the written word of God. Are you aware that if it isn't for the Holy Spirit, the work of Christ would go unfinished? Today, once more, using 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 16, we will study some of the work of the Holy Spirit, five ministries of the Holy Spirit. Here is ministry number one, found in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11, revelation. The Holy Spirit reveals, the Holy Spirit discloses, the Holy Spirit unveils. The Holy Spirit makes known the truths of God. Look with me at verses 10 and 11. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. God reveals or makes known his truths about his person, his character, his purposes and plans, his actions, his promises, his law through the Holy Spirit. On our own, we would not know the truth of the Trinity. We would not know how to become eternally right with God. We would not know of the many blessings of being eternally right with God. But God gives these and other truths through the Holy Spirit. Revelation. The Lord Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, said to his apostles in John 16, verses 13 and 14, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And verse 14, he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. A ministry of the Holy Spirit is revelation. Question: does the Holy Spirit still bring revelation today? Perhaps you have heard people claim a word from God through the Holy Spirit. And so again, does the Holy Spirit bring further revelation today? I think the correct answer to this is no. No, for a number of good reasons. I'll just give you one. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us about God's revelation in Scripture God's revelation through the Holy Spirit in Scripture, that Scripture is useful or profitable, quote, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Scripture thoroughly equips, not partially, but completely equips. Have you ever purchased something to meet a need and were told, this will do it. This is all you need. Nothing else is necessary. That is what we are reading now. Scripture thoroughly equips. Nothing additional is needed concerning knowing, loving, obeying, serving, and walking with God. God has told us everything He wants us to know through His Spirit in Scripture. And so again, I think the correct answer to our question is the Holy Spirit does not bring new revelation because of the sufficiency of the Bible. Application of our first point. Since God has revealed some of His truths to us through the Holy Spirit, we should know and respond to these truths of God. More than anything else, we should know the truths of God found in the Bible and be living in light of them. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Something is not right when we know things like sports statistics or hobby information better than we know the Bible. What a blessing to be given God's truths. God's truths are life for us. God's truths are glory for Him. We should know and love these most important truths. Ministry number two, illumination. The Holy Spirit makes clear. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand the truths of God. Verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. In Psalm 119, verse 18, the psalmist says to God, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." That is illumination. It is the Holy Spirit who has brought God's truths, opening our eyes, opening our minds to understand God's truths. In Acts chapter 8, we have the story of an Ethiopian traveling back to his home country from Jerusalem. And as he is traveling, he is reading the Old Testament book of Isaiah. The Lord sends His servant Philip to meet this Ethiopian man and to help him understand Isaiah. Philip runs up to the chariot in which the man is riding and asks him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the Ethiopian replies, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" God, through the Holy Spirit, has not only given us His truths, but He also, through the Holy Spirit, explains His truths to us. Yes, using pastors, yes, using teachers, etc. But it's the Holy Spirit who has also the ministry of illumination. Listen to this from our Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question number 90. How is the Word of God to be read and heard in order for it to become effective? Great question, an important question. The first part of the answer is this. For the Word to become effective, we must pay careful attention to it, prepare ourselves, and pray for understanding. We are to pray to God for understanding so that His Word will be profitable. We are to ask God to give us insight through the Holy Spirit. Do you do that? Are you in God's Word? And when you're in God's Word, do you pray for the Holy Spirit to have you understand what you are reading? Do that in your reading and hearing of the Word of God. Pay careful attention, prepare yourself, and pray for understanding. Well, there's other ministries mentioned in our text, and so ministry number 3 is regeneration. And I want you to notice verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 2 for this. Verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The non-Christian has a corrupt heart. The non-Christian has a heart that has been deadened by sin. He, quote, does not accept the things of God, for they are foolishness to him, end quote. The good news of Jesus Christ, no thank you. The good news of Jesus Christ, I don't need it. The good news of Jesus Christ, it's not important to me. In fact, it's foolishness. Another work of the Holy Spirit is to quicken or regenerate the hearts of certain ones, of God's chosen ones, so they will love the truths of God and be saved. Look with me at Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel, one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. Once again, chapter 37, I am going to start reading at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Because of her sin, Israel is in exile. She's away from her homeland, under the punishment of God, and in a sense, dead. The dry bones represent Israel, and she is dead. But God, in his grace, says that he will make her alive. He will make breath enter her. He will bring her back to her homeland and bless her. Application for us. The Holy Spirit gives life. To those who are spiritually dead, the Holy Spirit gives spiritual life. The Holy Spirit gives people new hearts. The Holy Spirit regenerates. Many of us at one time were dead in our transgressions and sins, spiritually dead, spiritually powerless. We followed the ways of this world. But God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive through the Holy Spirit. Way back in 1908, some missionaries in China wrote about self-righteous Chinese people who were now confessing their sins, who were now weeping over their disobedience to God, who were being changed. A work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit regenerates. He works in people, giving them new life, taking them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, do you need a new heart? Are you spiritually dead? Ask God for a working of the Holy Spirit in you. Oh, I don't need that. Yes, you do. John chapter 3, verse 5, unless a person is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Ministry number 3. Ministry number 4 of the Holy Spirit is indwelling. And we go back to verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2 for this. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. When a person gets a new heart and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, that person receives the Holy Spirit. The very moment one trusts in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into that person's life and dwells within that person. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God?" Here's how the Lord Jesus expresses this truth in John 14, verses 16 and 17. "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him." And then moving on, "but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." You're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You actually have God, the Holy Spirit, in you, with you, and in you. Why does the Father give the Holy Spirit to believers? What is so important about having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? I could give a number of answers to this question, like, the Holy Spirit joins believers to one another and makes them the family of God. Like, the Holy Spirit gives each believer spiritual gifts with which to serve God and for the good of the family of God. Like, the Holy Spirit assures us believers, that we are children of God, that we are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me just focus on this answer. The Holy Spirit is given to enable us to live the Christian life. The Holy Spirit is given to enable us to become like the Lord Jesus. That is the Father's will for believers, that we no longer be conformed to the pattern of this world, but that we be transformed into the likeness of his Son. The late Chuck Colson tells a story, and it goes something like this. He was going through a prison, and he came upon a man in his cell. The man was in a fetal position on the floor. The man was not taking care of himself. The man's cell was filthy. Chuck Colson left a copy of the Word of God. And by God's grace, there was a working so that the man started to read. And he read about Jesus. And as he read about Jesus, he wanted Jesus. And so he received Jesus as his Savior and Lord. And Chuck Colson goes on to say that when he, meaning Chuck Colson, returned some days later, what he saw was so amazing. The man was up. He was no longer on the floor in a fetal position. The man was clean. He was no longer ignoring his care. He was taking care of himself physically. We could say the man was shining, and the man's cell was spotless. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit causes us to grow in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ and become more and more to his glory. Back in the 1990s, at one time when one talked about Carla Faye Tucker, one would use words like drugs, alcohol, immoral sex. One would use words like theft, violence, murder. One would use words like prison, death row. But by God's grace, she came to believe in Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit was transformed. Love, joy, peace, kindness, self-control were words that you would use then. Someone might say, oh, she just wanted to escape death row, so she was faking it. No, no, she wasn't. She continued in joy and peace and kindness all the way to her execution, all the way to her execution as a changed person. The Holy Spirit is given to empower us to godly character and living to make us holy. Here's how we can make this point practical for us. Realizing that believers have the Holy Spirit every day, number one, confess your sins to Christ. Get clean. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit who is in you to control you. And number three, trust in the Lord Jesus and his word as you go through your day. You say, that sounds so simple. It's maybe so simple you have not heard it before. But CAT, C-A-T, confess your sins to the Lord Jesus and be cleaned. Also, ask the Holy Spirit who is in you to control you. Also, trust in the Lord Jesus and his word as you go through your day. The last ministry of the Holy Spirit that we will cover, because I think it's in our text, is discernment or wisdom. The Holy Spirit makes known the will of God to believers. Are you seeking God's will about something? Do you want to know the mind of God? The Holy Spirit makes known the will of God through the Word of God to believers. Verses 15 and 16. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. There is right and there is wrong. There is a way in which we ought to go, and there is a way that we ought to avoid. The Holy Spirit instructs us using the Word of God of God's way. This makes sense. The Holy Spirit brings the Word, revelation. The Holy Spirit explains the Word, illumination. And the Holy Spirit applies the Word, wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. God gives his wisdom. God gives his will to believers through the Holy Spirit. And this, I think, is what is partially behind Paul's instruction to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Corinthian believers were going to court over disputes with fellow believers. They were having non-Christians sit in judgment of their cases. Paul says to them, Paul instructs them, if you have disputes, appoint as judges men in the church. Why does Paul say that? Because God gives his wisdom to believers through the Holy Spirit. I also think of this in reference to our fifth point. Jonah was told the will of God, but Jonah refused to follow it. And so Jonah wound up in the belly of a great fish. This last ministry of the Holy Spirit is so important, for by giving us the will of God and helping us to keep it, that will keep us from deep grief, from great mistakes, and it will lead us to bringing honor to our Lord Jesus. Ministry number 5, wisdom. And so we should ask God to give his wisdom to us through the Holy Spirit. We should ask God for a heart that wants to know his mind. We should ask him for a heart that will follow his will. We should ask him for his wisdom. Well, here are 5 ministries of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us God's truths. He explains to us God's truths. He gives us new life. He enables us to live out according to God's truths, and he tells us God's will. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your ministry. We know that ultimately your ministry is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus. And so we would pray that you would use these elements, these ministries, in our lives to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.